This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm Chris Daly. As always, I know, hell is officially freezing over because I am doing another episode, but, had a conversation with a friend, and we kind of determined that I needed to do this stuff again. And rather than, you know, this whole big mystery, I'm just going to introduce the friend now, because that's who's going to be talking with us today. Joining me for Riding with the Window Down is Hap Mansfield. How's it going, Hap?
It's going fine. I'm so happy to see you're doing this again. This is great stuff.
Thank you. And I thank you for the help, the assistance, and the motivation there.
Well, you just needed a tiny push. You were so close to going over the edge. You just needed a little push.
Nice. Let's start with a little background on you.
Mm-hmm.
We work together at Newsstreams,
right,
in San Marcos, which, mm-hmm, is the online newspaper. A lot of the listeners might not even be aware of this stuff that's going on, but give a little background on you specifically.
On me specifically. Well, I suppose, musically speaking anyway, I edited and wrote for and had a column for a magazine in Minneapolis called Cake Magazine, which was a nationally distributed pop culture magazine. We called ourselves the non-music music magazine because we wrote about other things besides music, junk food and parties and, you know, college stories and that kind of stuff. And then I worked for the offshoot of that, which was Toast, when Cake disappeared. Our ad campaign was Cake is now Toast. Get it?
and it's not as sweet.
No, it wasn't as sweet. It's a little nastier too. You're right. And I worked for that magazine for several years, and then I wrote for the Utney and did, you know, various music reviews and stuff. And that's my music background, more or less. Mostly, I just like music. Yeah.
Cool. Well, this show is, I don't know, a lot of people refer to it as a music show,
mm-hmm,
because in the midst of it being an audio blog, a kind of day in the life sort of,
mm-hmm,
thing, I play some indie music that I like, which,
mm-hmm,
we're going to do some of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had actually started talking about possibly, and I want to stress possibly,
right,
rejuvenating the PMC Top 10, and you giving me some assistance there.
Yes, and I'd be delighted to do that, and I think that both of us would be good, because I think you kind of are you're the heart and soul. You're the heartbeat of that PMC. You really are. You're the heartbeat. But, you know, the heartbeat can have help from, like, you know, I could be the brains, maybe.
There you go.
Funny. Sorry.
And hey, you know, there's a lot of humans out there,
mm-hmm,
alive with an artificial heart.
Well, that's true enough. And there's a lot of people out there who only have half a brain. So
that's
there we go.
Right. So between us, we got it covered. So, like, as I said, it's a possibility. We're trying to work out the logistics. I've had some great assistance in the last 6-8 months by various people.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Raymer,
mm-hmm,
Random from Sturgeon's Law. A lot of people have tried,
mm-hmm,
to assist in getting this thing back where it was, or even at a higher level. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of work, and you know, people have their own interest, and I understand,
right,
that. I don't fault them at all for not being able to continue. I've just gotten way too busy to do it,
mm-hmm,
and you know, maybe between us we can figure it out.
Well, I do think you're the busiest man in Texas, but but yeah, I think between the two of us we could probably work this out. If you could teach me some of the stuff, I could try to help, because I think it'd be a great idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, and probably the most important thing for that show or any podcast, I won't have to teach you, because the most important thing is just be passionate about what the heck you're doing.
Right.
And you already, you know, from the short time I've known you,
mm-hmm,
I've seen you're extremely passionate about content, particularly music.
Music, yep. That's why Texas is such a great place to live, by the way. It's just full of great music.
Yeah, all genres, yeah.
And even here in San Marcos. I mean, this is incredibly, it's just an incredible smorgasbord of music.
Right.
And my mouth drops open because I'm used to being in a Midwestern town where a lot of times there are two bands and they're both, one of them's a Metallica cover band.
Right.
And the other one is covering the stuff from Styx. And nice. You're kind of like, oh my Lord, I didn't think anybody covered that anymore. Yeah. So it's nice to be somewhere where it's a lot of fresh stuff going on.
A lot of creativity, not just, top 40 bands.
Right. No. We're talking fresh, interesting, new, extraordinary.
You bet. And that's part of, I guess, the thing that got me passionate about the Pod Music Countdown was suddenly I had access to really good music and worldwide audience. Didn't have to worry about the stuff Clear Channel was throwing out there that is so disgusting to the ears.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear them all on ads anyway later. I mean, that's the
true
thing about anything that you hear on Clear Channel. You're going to hear it as a background sometime for the Cadillac then, or for the Dr. Pepper, because everybody's going to buy those things. And the fresh stuff is what's interesting. Yeah.
So you grew up in Minnesota.
Well, I actually grew up in Illinois, but then Minnesota. Yeah, mostly Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me, what was the journey to get to Texas? The old saying for transplants is,
yes.
I wasn't born here, but I got here
as fast as I could. That's right, I did. Yeah. And it took me a long time. Well, I lived in Minnesota for many, many years, and my mother got ill.
Right.
When my mother got sick, I went down to Illinois to take care of her for a couple of years. And when she passed away, I sat in her house kind of being like a depressed person. And, you're kind of shell-shocked after something like that happens. And my brother lived down here and had been living down here for many years. He'd just broken up with his girlfriend of many years. And he said, why don't you come down here and share in the Texas sunshine and, of course, the rent. And I was happy to do that.
Nice.
I was happy to do that. Now he's kind of more supporting me than I'm supporting him. But originally we were more even. But I came down and thought, well, I'll just stay for a little while, because I'd been to South by Southwest probably 6 or 7 times.
Right.
So I knew the area.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, it would be fine. And I was really looking forward to getting to Austin. And what to my surprise, that San Marcos is the place that I've really fallen in love with.
Yeah.
Austin's okay. I like Austin. I'm not knocking Austin.
Great town,
great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And, I have to say, and I'm not just sucking up because you're doing my show with me.
But go ahead and do that. That's fine, yeah.
I have to say that I am extremely pleased with meeting you and Bill, your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you two have a great relationship.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty close.
Yeah, you're both extremely intelligent, which, I look for intelligent people to have conversations with. I enjoy every conversation, no matter how inane what we're talking about.
Well,
whether it's you or Bill, I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we really enjoyed. I was leery about the whole news streams thing, I'm just going to be honest. And I just really enjoyed working here and enjoyed meeting you and Nick, the fabulous Nick Holt, who does here the Texas Speed Zone, and Eric Weedy, who's an amazing cameraman, and all the people who are here. Blake, who is extraordinary and got through Resident Evil 5 in one day. Good Lord, how did he do that? I mean, they've been advertising it all weekend on television about, you can come play it for a while for spring break. And I'm like, well, except that what would Blake do for the rest of the spring break? They're saying, ooh, come and try and play. He's done.
He cracked the thing the very first day.
Very first day. It's amazing. It's amazing. like I said to him, I'd still be on that first thing and somebody had to go, no, honey, he'll kill the other guy. You're killing the wrong guy. Oh, that's why I'm still at level one. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's get back to the subject of music. I think October, it may have even been sooner, may have been August, was the last PMC. But recently, because I had to reinstall iTunes on another computer and worry about losing all my history and all that stuff, I went back and downloaded all my old indie songs, all the old favorites that I played. That I had a lot of fun introducing these tracks to people, and they came to be some of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, I have all the songs again now.
Mm-hmm.
Why not kick off a Riding with the Window Down and play mm-hmm. a couple of those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
So I'm going to start off with, I have many times referred to her as one of my crushes mm-hmm. in indie music. This is Ingrid Michaelson with The Way I Am.
And I love this woman. Her voice is gorgeous. She's not trying to showboat. This is not a
right.
showboating voice. This is a voice that's a voice that's telling you something, but with real beautiful tone. I mean, I really love that she expresses what she's thinking with her voice and singing. And I know that sounds like everybody should be doing it, but everybody is not doing it, and you know
that.
Yeah,
it's extremely natural. In fact, mm-hmm. let's let y'all take a listen. I know if you're a longtime listener, you've heard her many times here, but let's do it again.
Great. Great song. She's got a nice, there's even in the midst of her saying something thoughtful, there's a very up-tempo feel to that.
Right.
I really love listening to her.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, it's a very up-tempo, upbeat, happy song because
mm-hmm.
it's a cute little mm-hmm. ditty and it's, you know, it's romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, her voice has sort of a melancholy tone
There's
to it.
There's a world-wise tone to it that she knows what she's, you know. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
just hearing her, the first time I heard her,
mm-hmm.
I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't hurt mm-hmm. when I discovered later she's a hottie, too.
See, that's why you get the big points with me, Chris, because you fell in love with her before you saw her. You didn't see her cross the bar and go, geez, I wonder if she can sing.
That's true. In fact, I can't ever remember looking at a girl wondering if she could sing.
See, that's what I mean. Music wouldn't be entering your mind there, but to her, you fell in love with the music first, then you saw that she was cute, and you went, wow, this is a great package.
It's a great package.
Great double
deal.
Package, yeah.
Yeah, and you actually, you may have heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember whose commercials it was on, but it
That's
kinda,
right. There is a commercial, and I can't remember the name of it.
It kind of shocked me because, you know, a lot of these songs, as I introduced them as a world podcast premiere on PMC, then the next couple weeks, all the podcasters would play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of figured, well, this is our stuff.
Right.
But as record labels, the small ones especially, and then later the big ones, as
mm-hmm.
they became more
mm-hmm.
wise to what was going on in the Internet, they used us to launch their music.
Right.
And so it freaked me out to hear one on a commercial and go, wait, that's our stuff.
That's our little thing. That's right. How did that happen? Yes, yes.
It's kind of like what's happening with Facebook right now.
Very much so. That's a really good point. And I was actually thinking that what you were saying. It was that Facebook started out as this kind of a hip place for college kids and people who were very, very tired of MySpace. Mm-hmm. God bless them, but you're tired of the loading, you're tired of the troubles with it. And Facebook is so great. You can see everybody without having to, spend a lot of time chatting, but you see where everybody is at. And you're right, now it's become very mainstream. People talk about it all the time. Everybody's on it. But I don't think, as you pointed out on your blog, I don't think that is hurting it.
Right.
I think that doesn't hurt me. I mean, I don't feel as though, gee, I'm on this horrible mainstream thing. I'm not hip anymore. I think, wow, this is great. More people.
Yeah, I think my first impulse when I saw that, I mean, it goes back to when I showed my mom how to join Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I started realizing this isn't for the hipsters anymore. This isn't for the cutting edge, mm-hmm. the bleeding edge, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It's something that's useful to the average person, and you don't have to be a techie to use it.
No, that's right.
So well designed.
Yeah, it is.
And at first, I think I was one of those. It's like, you know, we were using Twitter 2-3 years ago.
Right.
You know, and now you hear Twitter mentioned on The Daily Show.
That's right. People talking about Twitter all the time.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And you think, oh gosh, it can't be cool anymore.
Right.
But at least with Facebook, and you're right, I did blog about this recently, but mm-hmm. at least with Facebook, it's, I think it's helped. You know, I don't want to leave it and find the newest thing.
No, I don't either.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like being at a big party where you don't actually have to dress up or talk to anybody if you don't want to. You can just listen to everybody's conversations, and they're all people you know.
Yeah.
There's something really nice about being able to eavesdrop in everybody's lives without interfering. And, you know, you put in your 2 cents, they're happy to have it, but if you don't put it in, they're just kind of wandering around. You kind of got to wander around the party and look, and I love that.
And the whole friending thing on Facebook mm-hmm. is so much smarter because mm-hmm. it's not just friend everybody you can possibly think of.
Exactly.
It's just friend the people you know.
You know that you want to be in contact with.
Yeah.
So that's, I initially got on it because my sister-in-law teaches at a college and she was on it.
Right.
And she said this way we can keep track of each other, and just gradually all the friends that I used to work with at Cake Magazine, all the people I work with at Toast Magazine, and people that I haven't heard from in a long time, and you find out they're like really ultra hot disc jockeys in Washington D.C. My friend mm-hmm. Will Eastman's like this big DJ out there. People think he's fabulous. He opened for Moby on inauguration day. I mean, I didn't know where he was. He was like, "Hey, how you doing?" I was like, "Wow." It's interesting.
That's been a huge power of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reconnecting with people I haven't talked to in 20 years.
That's right.
And, you know, my mom and I are extremely close anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We talk on the phone, you know, every mm-hmm. once a week, you know, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's given us an opportunity to communicate a lot closer than we even were. I mean, because I'm seeing her make silly remarks. You know, I'm riding my bike down to the river, and she mm-hmm. posts a thing that says, "Don't forget to wear your helmet."
I know, I saw that. I thought that was so cute. I was like, your mom is awesome. I just think your mom is awesome. I always get a kick out of what she says on Facebook. And it's cute. She's kind of, And that way she got in touch with you, and then you don't have to talk about that. You know, my mom and I, I know this is hard to believe, but I was very chatty with my mom.
You chatty?
Yeah, me chatty. And I had an ex-boyfriend that said we talked so fast he couldn't even understand what we were saying. And I said, that was slow. We were around people. We wanted you to hear us. I mean, you could join in at any time, except it's like joining into a whirlpool.
Right.
You know, you're talking so fast. But yeah, so I totally think that would have been a great thing for my mom.
Oh,
but,
Yeah, and my mom has loved it. I mean,
I bet she has. Yeah,
you know, she kind of went at it a little differently than I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went at it initially as a PR thing.
Sure.
You know, because I'm a marketing guy. I'm all about the new media. I'm all about bringing people along to all the cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you know, it does make myself look a little good.
Well, and plus you are the new media titan. Everybody knows
that.
Everybody knows that. Yeah.
That's right. I should get that trademarked.
Yes, I think so. I think you better do it quick, too, because it's a really good phrase.
And but my mom, the way she uses it,
mm-hmm.
is she's going out treating the friending process more like you would back in the day before computers.
Right.
You know, when you're friended by my mother, she will send you a message. Thank you so much for accepting me as a friend.
Exactly. And
it's the sweetest thing she sends them.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes me as funny as all get out, because mm-hmm. she'll talk to, you know, like Brandon Swanson, one of my rapper friends, mm-hmm. who is a hardcore rapper. And
yep.
she's talking that way, and mm-hmm. he thinks she's the greatest thing ever.
I'll bet he does, yeah.
And she goes, I really don't understand that friend of yours, because what he says most of the time, uh-huh. but I do like him.
That's great. That's great. It's like, this sounds like my mother, who turned around once when my dad and mom were taking me out to dinner with a guy I was dating, and she turned around and said, I don't remember your name, so I'm just going to call you honey, to the guy I was dating. And the guy's
nice.
Mouth just dropped open. He was like, I don't remember your name. I'm just going to call you honey.
Could be worse, right?
Yeah, that's right. It could have been terrible. That's right.
All right. Well, let's go roll out another track here.
Okay.
This was one of the first tracks that I personally kind of really clung to mm-hmm. early on in the podcasting days. I don't know if it was beginning of 05 or somewhere around there when I mm-hmm. discovered these guys. The band is called the Cool Waters Band, mm-hmm. not Bland.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is Two Car Garage. Let's give this one a listen, and then we'll kind of talk about it a little bit.
Okay, great.
I never met someone who hit a guy in the eye like the way she came to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my best defense, I could have swore that she was looking back at me. Yeah, yeah. And everything will be. She mean what she meant when I thought that she meant indefinitely. Yeah, yeah. And I can't figure out why it is that no one's sitting next to her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everything will be. We'll be right back.
What do you think?
I love it. I absolutely love this song. When you played it for me on the iPod, I listened to it like 3 times in a row. I love these guys. I just love these guys. You know, when you hear something like this, where it sounds, I guess my description of this would be that it sounds familiar and fresh at the same time.
Right.
You know, you get that kind of familiar feeling about the beat and about the ambiance of the song and about the where it's going. But at the same time, this refreshing stuff is happening. This fresh, new music is coming out. It's a really nice feeling. You just want to keep hearing it over and over again, I think.
Yeah. And that, well, and that's 4 years old in the podcast
world
already.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I know. Isn't that something? And it's amazing. Now you just want to go look them up then. You want to go find out what they're doing, where they're going to play next, all that stuff.
Yeah. I tell you, one of the coolest things I ever heard somebody say in relation to what we do as podcasters getting their music out.
Mm-hmm.
I had a podcaster come up to me in fall of 06 at one of the podcaster conventions, the first ever podcast convention in California outside of LA. He came up to me and said, "Hey, I just want to shake your hand, you know, because I love all the work that you have done promoting my track and, you know, what the whole podcast world has done."
Right.
And he said, and he was tearing up, right?
Right.
And he said, I have to tell you, this is the first time in my life, I'm getting goosebumps saying it.
Right.
It's the first time in my life I've paid my rent off of album sales.
Wow.
And then, you know, you're doing something special.
Well, you're doing something special, and you're connecting people with something they really wanted to hear. They really... See, that guy had a message, and that guy had music, and he wanted to get it to somebody. And there are so many, you know, the big companies, there are so many brick walls to pass through. And then even with the smaller record labels, there's still several brick walls because there's so many hopefuls, right?
Right.
And yet, in that pool of hopefuls, there are people who are more than hopeful. They're extraordinary.
Yeah.
And they have to compete with people who are hopeful or are pretty good or who have a really cute band or have a really, or their uncle owns a bar and they're going to give them the gigs or whatever, or their girlfriend is really cute and she books them, so everybody's always booking these guys because they want to see the girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can be happening that don't, have anything to do with the actual music itself. So when somebody comes along that can help with the with these podcasts, of course it would just they're so grateful that they can really make money and get to people with their music, which is what they wanted to do to begin with, and they were like, where am I going to start?
So you
were like this giant, you were like the ignition, you were like the spark, you were like the fireworks for this guy. It's great.
You bet. All right, Hap, gosh, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit down with me and the prod to get back on the mic.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure, and I look forward to having more conversations with you about music at another time.
You bet. All right, well, until next time, I am Chris Daly.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot how to sign off. It's been so long.
Wow.
I'm Chris Daly, reminding you to keep it real.